Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I've been playing exclusives all day. Jesse got an ill fucking folder in his laptop, so all the new Gunna, Lil Baby, and Eminem shit that you never heard, I took it from his fucking hard drive.
Oh,
I don't know where he got it from. He was in Dr. Dre's studio last week, and he just airdropped mad shit. And when I think Dr. Dre went to take a shit, and you know him, he takes really long shits with all that protein shake he be having. So he took like fucking 20 minutes. And Jesse T airdropped all these joints. And we've been playing that shit all day on Shade 4-5. Eminem Shine. Jesse, what up, man?
That's crazy.
I'm sorry for that fucking wild intro, man. I'm sorry.
You just snitched on you crazy, Jesse.
I got a little 6ix9ine. I got a little 6ix9ine.
That was the craziest intro. I'm over here for a minute, like, who is he talking about?
I was like,
is there another Jesse? I swear to God, I didn't mean no other Jesse.
You're a stealer. You know, yeah. You're
wow,
shit.
We're going to take it there.
Shit, that was
that's
good
crazy.
Wordplay. Hey.
I mean, hey, I would love to have been at the studio with Dre, but I wish that was true. So, yeah.
You ever been in the studio with these guys being in L.A.? You know, like, you know, sometimes it'd be mad random out here. Like, a lot of celebrities walk into the shit, and you'd be like, oh, shit, I see Dre.
Honestly, man, I'm so far removed from the music scene, though, especially here in Los Angeles.
Straight Hollywood. Like, everybody's like Hollywood cats, homies, and anybody that's into acting.
Right.
That's where you're at.
Honestly, yeah. Most of the people I grew up with, like out in the valley and stuff like that, you know, all the people that that's been around, like just in LA 15 years. We used to hoop together, whatever, all that type of stuff.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, we were always in the industry, so eventually those just became my people.
I mean, Samuel Jackson be spinning when I hang with him. Spinning bars.
I wish I could say I'd be hanging with Sam, you know.
Really?
Yeah, I wish.
I did two movies together. Y'all
just one? Well, we did do two, but we didn't work in, you know, we weren't scene partners in the other one. But
got it.
But Shaft was the one that you interacted. Did he give you a lot of trouble? Because I remember I interviewed y'all about that like years ago. Y'all were being very, you know, conservative about that. Did he treat you like you know, like, yo, motherfucker, don't fuck up?
No, but he does. He does inflict pressure. Mm. He definitely lets you know that there is pressure. You know what I mean? That like people are watching.
Oh wow!
And he's watching. You know, he definitely he's very vocal about that. But I can appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, I just, you know, in the way that he was challenging me on a day-to-day basis, it sort of just made me feel like, oh yeah, like you're right. I should be bringing it. You know what I mean? Like I don't understand. He's very good at helping everyone understand the weight of what's going on. And that just sort of put a lot of things in perspective for me.
Did you have to kind of break through any barriers of like intimidation working with someone like that you grew up watching probably and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, that was one. That was one for sure. But it happened early, though. He like surprised me in my callback. I didn't know that he was going to be there. And he was just sitting on the couch. So like that was the moment of like, you know what I mean? I got to get rid of this, like, fan shit, because, like, now, like, I got to actually work right now. Mm-hmm. And he was all business, too.
What?
He was all business. He cracked, like, one joke. And
he said, motherfucker.
That was it, nigga. Like, he cracked one joke, and then his face went serious, and he was about it the rest of the thing. So, like, I feel like that was a huge, you know what I mean? Like, I had to break down that wall and get comfortable. Real fast.
That's dope.
I mean, I fucked up when I first met Samuel Jackson.
What'd you do?
I invited him to my studio, but I didn't know it was daylight savings that day. So he was waiting at the studio for like 3 hours.
Wow.
So I finally get there.
Wait a minute. Wait. He was waiting for 3 hours of daylight savings. It's only 1 hour.
he waited 3 hours. I don't know if you know Jersey. I was in West Orange. So
okay.
I'm in Montclair trying to get to the city, and he's in the city, so he's waiting in the studio 3 hours. And then I woke up. I was like, oh shit! Like,
dang.
So I finally get there. He left. So I think he was doing a movie with he had to like rehearse with a violin or some shit, like some jazz movie he was doing.
Okay.
So I went to, you know, the Waldorf Astoria to meet him, just to apologize for like missing the whole day.
That's nice.
And then once I opened the door, like, motherfucker.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Motherfucker.
Oh yeah, you know you're gonna get it. You know you're gonna get it.
Well, we ain't getting that anymore.
You know you're gonna get it.
And he won't leave me to this day with that story, but we've been best friends ever since.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah,
that's
so in a countless interview, snakes on a plane, this movie, that movie, you know, yeah, you laugh, it's fucked up. You laugh before.
It's just the math was making me laugh at first, initially.
No, the math
I'm just glad I wasn't the only one that caught it. You caught it too. Okay.
Yeah.
So you were definitely 2 hours late regardless of what was going on.
It wasn't because of daylight savings.
No.
He was just late.
Middle of the story, he's like, I woke up and said, oh, shit. I'm like, oh, bad. So you were asleep.
Wait, did you tell Samuel it was daylight saving time? That's why you.
No, that's why I told him. That's why I missed the
he
whole shit.
That?
No,
nah,
told me
man.
To go fuck myself. Yeah. But he said everything's good, whatever, man. You came, I went all the way to his hotel, bum rushed his rehearsal. You know, they always train you before you. I know you got trainers, you get paid to get training and shit. I hate these guys.
Why you giving the secrets out, man?
Yo, you guys, these guys get paid to work. They get paid to work out. They get paid to, like, if they have like a movie role. Where
you
gotta...
too loud. You're putting out
all this.
Michael B. Jordan, man, they get cut the fuck up because he gets paid to look cut the fuck up.
So that's an incentive for y'all to look good. They make sure y'all, they pay y'all so y'all can stay on it.
I think about it like this. If you were a filmmaker and you were hiring somebody and they needed to fit something, you like, this is the guy, this is the only thing that's missing that's going to really sell this thing.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you incentivize?
Mm, sure.
You know what
sure.
I mean? That's sort of just what it comes down to. Like, they'll call you and be like, look, you're not working out this much, but if you're willing to, you know, we'll get you the nutritionist, we'll get you the trainer, we'll get you transportation, like whatever it take to get you ready for this thing, because it's a lot riding on you.
Was there anything they ever made you or they asked you to do that you didn't want to do?
In terms of like training and preparation
for a movie?
Well, yeah, with Survivor's Remorse, they wanted me to put on even more weight. I was putting on a lot, but I was a rail when I started that show. I was like 152 pounds.
I thought you were about to say a dress or something.
That's not Cat Williams. That's not Cat Williams.
That's never come up, but nah, it was just like that. And they were, you know, asking me to put on a lot of weight. And I was like, I don't know about that. I can give it my best shot or whatever, but like, you know, whatever amount of time it was and the amount of weight, I said no to. And then I just... You know,
that dress thing, is that real? Like, they really try to get
what you mean? Is it real? Like, what do you mean?
I'm just acting a dumb question here, but yeah, is that stupid? is that real? I mean, every major actor wore a dress, like, you know.
Honestly, I just think it's the media that's making it seem
overly too much.
Yeah, like, overly too much. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's acting.
Yeah, nah, it's right now. You got a time where you got a lot of conspiracy theorists that could take something and run with it.
Of course. I mean, that's always been the case. It's always been the case.
But now it's amplified 10 times more. If you got one person that kind of supports a narrative, it could kind of go a certain way. Catch like wildfire. So I'm sure, you know, you got people asking those questions that probably get redundant or you probably get tired of, especially in the last recent weeks maybe. With the interviews and all that stuff. How do you deal with that?
I stay out the way.
Yeah.
I stay out the way.
I mean, being young, you have to, right?
Because
you're worried about your future, and it's one dumb shit could just like...
Could ruin a lot, and can ruin everything.
You might not even be meaning what you're saying, and the media just OD on it.
Yeah, that's true. You know, you got to be careful with it. But at the same time, like, being in this industry, we're also media trained.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, so, I mean, if you miss those days at work, who knows what's going to happen, but for the most part.
For the most part,
you know what I mean? Like, just how you guys come in and you do this, and, like, you know how the flow of this is going to go. For the most part, we know the same thing. And when something happens and it blows up out of proportion, it's usually constructed or whatever, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You cool all the black actors out there? Like, most of them? Like, Will Smith, everybody?
Everybody that I done met, I'm pretty much cool with everybody.
Have you seen his... backdrop? I mean, his background, he's done movies with Mike Epps,
Sean
Arnold, Nia Long, Monique,
oh man,
Danny
Long.
Glover, Gabrielle Union, the great Richard Roundtree.
It sounds crazy when you list it off like that.
I'm like, who hasn't he
you know,
got a movie?
You know what's crazy? All those chicks was at 50 Cent's Mansion, yo.
Oh, wow.
Monique was?
No, not more.
Oh, wait, what happened at the mansion? What did I miss?
Don't tell
me about it. Okay. All right. Is this me?
I was looking out the window one time, and I see, like, you know, one of those names, like, walking in the pasture, like,
Like it looked like a one of those like Black crazy. Swan movies.
This is what this is at Tyson's estate. This is at yeah. Tyson. Oh shit.
Gallery Vancouver welcomes you to your new euphoria. Redefining your nightlife experience with the city's hottest live performances and entertainment. Gallery is Vancouver's first and only hybrid nightclub destination. A fusion of live performance entertainment and nightlife excitement. Designed with the vision of creating your most unforgettable nights, Gallery is a visual and sensory masterpiece. Make your night unforgettable with Gallery Vancouver.
This is a dumb question. Is BBLs allowed in Hollywood? Like, let's say if a chick comes and she's an actress and she got a BBL, what the fuck is the director going to say?
That's a really good question.
Yeah, is that allowed?
It's a Tubi movie.
That's a good question.
It's a Tubi film.
I don't know what that conversation, I don't think I've ever been in the room when that conversation was being had.
Like ridiculous. Like.
Yeah, like, I mean, I'm sure it's happened. I'm sure they sat across the table and they were like, what do we think? You know what I mean? Like, what are we going to do? Are we going to address this? Are we not going to address it? Like, what are we going to... They analyze every detail of everything in every movie.
That's holy so crazy.
I know they're having that conversation. I just don't know what
is
it's
there
like.
An actress with BBL out there?
I can't think of any.
Hey, I'm DJ Who Kid. This Who's House podcast episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Getting the help you need doesn't have to be hard. You know what I'm saying? BetterHelp is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. You hear that? No additional charge. Therapy is a great way to not only improve your relationship with yourself, but all of the relationships that you may have, whether that be friendships, significant other, family, or work life. Therapy is a great way to learn positive coping skills, build confidence, and overall empower you to be the best version of yourself. Become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit betterhelp.com/who today to get 10% off your first month. And that's betterhelp, HELP.com/WHOO. BetterHelp.com/who. See you there.
Before we get to the boys, man, this fucking guy, Cat Williams, I heard my cousin talk about him sprinting. Is he trying to, like, take the A train? Like, he trying to be you in that sprint he did the other day?
I don't,
what do you think about that, Phil? Is that Cat Williams trying to be A train?
I don't think he's trying to be A train.
I think he's trying to be A train. He was trying to show that A train is not as fast as Cat Williams. You know what I'm saying?
Dang. Hey, he might have me beat. I'm not even going front.
After watching Cat Williams talk, I don't think there's anything this nigga can't do. He said he was reading, like, out the womb, like, 20 books a day, you know, and running a 4.2, so.
So what you saw that speed?
I wasn't doing either.
You being the A-train, what do you think of that speed of Cat?
Honestly, bro, he's faster than me. Yeah. I just look quick, you know what I mean? I look like I'm aerodynamic. I didn't run track. Like, I didn't do none of that.
But you can hoop, though, right? Or that's fake?
I'd be hooping, but okay. I wouldn't say that, like, I can hoop. But, I mean, yesterday I went to go hooping. I gave him a couple buckets. I ain't going to hold you.
Okay. You be cooking, I mean? The other actors out here? Like, when y'all go hooping shit?
I hate going to hoop, because I hate that.
Yeah?
I hate that. It's never hooping.
It's always something else.
It's let me be seen hooping. I don't like that. Yeah, I just want to go hoop.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? I just want to go hoop.
What position do you play?
Shooting guard,
okay.
Probably not the best idea. Definitely not point guard, that's for sure.
You don't pass enough, huh?
Nah.
Yeah, I feel that.
Nah,
I feel that. It might be a light skin.
Look,
thing.
Man, when
bro.
It touch my hands, I feel like it's got to go up. Oh. It's some capacity.
Well, the number one thing we were trying to figure out before you get here, are you like a kid from the Wayans brothers? Are you like
secretly? Oh,
am I a secret Wayans brother?
Do you get that? Do you get the Wayans brothers? Really?
Never, no.
I always thought you were like one of the, because they got
really?
Like 30 brothers
bro,
and sisters.
Listen, that seems like a great family to come from, man. I would not be mad at having that many folks on my team.
I mean, you got to call Marlon or something, man. Get his ass on the phone.
I know. Cool as hell, though. I fuck with them, but no relation.
Was there any roles that you passed down looking back and like, damn, I wish I would have?
Nope.
No.
Nah, that's not how I.
No regrets.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck it.
No regrets. None.
I get it.
And we're going to hang with him real quick. We're going to hang with him on Super Bowl because he bought one of the $1 million tables on the field.
Yeah, so. I spent everything I earned, and I got – because I hear it's an experience. You know what I mean? What else are we here for if not to
– Why you didn't get the 400K one? Wow.
That's not the same thing, right?
He's not hurting from
Can
the
you believe that? The $1 million?
It's $1 million, bro.
Just to be down there on the field is $1 million
per
table.
You got to pay off the new stadium, man.
Yeah.
What is that insane. For? I don't get it. Is it a teller?
Does it come with strippers?
I have honestly in Vegas, it might come with everything.
I feel like
you can convince him to do anything with some weed, bro. You just started your standards so high. It was like $1 million to come with weed. Like that's all you needed.
Yeah, we got some.
I'm dead.
In the tub for you.
I got a question from the boys, the Hero Gasm episode.
Oh man.
Oh shit.
This is the first time I heard. This is the first time I heard. You know what I mean? I'm a perverted ass nigga, man.
Oh, so you love the show.
Man, I love that shit.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Yo, you guys were anti-suit. Yo, fuck the DC shit. Fuck Superman. I don't give a fuck about Batman no more. After I saw The Boys, I can't watch these regular, like, vagina-like act. No more. No more. I don't care about Batman. Fuck
he's
it.
He's not
bro.
Even a Marvel fan no more.
But he's watching, like, the 1982 Batman.
Bro, the movies have gotten like, so yo, much better.
We got like, a lot.
The one where it was in Hollywood.
Yeah, like, yeah. Please see Dark Knight.
When's the last time you saw a TV show, like a superhero TV show with an orgy in it? Like a superhero orgy. Right. Talk about this real quick.
Yeah.
And give me the BTS
behind
it. Looked
real, too.
The BTS of it?
Yeah,
man.
Behind the scenes.
The BTS of that fucking scene. Oh, my God. First of all, that episode had so much weight on it already because I feel like the fans kind of knew. They knew that that was going to come. Even they knew. You know what I mean? People who knew the material was like, oh. When? It wasn't a matter of if. It was a matter of when you're going to do Herogasm.
What episode was that, too?
It was 306.
Okay.
He remembers that.
Yeah, 306. Boy, I tell you, when it hit my inbox, I said, oh, shit, here we go.
Yo, here we go.
I said, here we go. Because you never know. You turn the page, you know it's in there. You're like, what they going to have me do in here? You know what I mean?
Oh,
you turning the page, sweating. But anyways, so that's BTS. You know, it's an experience reading it. Like, it hit the inbox, and immediately the group chat went up. Everybody like, yo, 306 is out. Like, what's up? Like, it was almost like a book club. We was like, we reading it tonight. We're going to talk about it tomorrow. Like, let's do this. You know what I mean? So, like, you know, so there's that. And then we get to it, and we had a fantastic, shout out Nelson Craig. We had a fantastic director on that episode who just alleviated a lot of the stress.
Really?
He came in at it so cool, so professional. You know what I mean? And it just, because it's weird, bro. It's different. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm an actor. Yeah, I be doing all kinds of crazy shit. But, like, there don't be 30 naked people at my job all the time.
Yeah.
It's just not the case. So when that is the case, you're just like, I honestly don't know how this is going to go. You just don't know. You know what I mean? Because I think about me personally. I think about all of the preparation that has been taking place from whatever, weeks before, up until this moment that I haven't been a part of, like all the rehearsals and the background and like this, and then my head is just going like, what the fuck am I about to walk into? You know what I'm saying? But Nelson just came through and he's like, all right, cool, so this is what's happening and blah, 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 and like we have this person who's known for this and we have this happening over there so that you're aware and da-da-da-da and let's map it out and then we'll take everybody out, bring everybody in. It just felt like a regular day at work and it was actually like kind of nice.
Did somebody mess up on purpose so they could do it again?
I'm sure.
Wait, I'm sure. When you do like acting training and for arousal, what do you think about like to not get?
Honestly, we've never done acting training for arousal. That's like one thing that I feel like they sort of just drop you in the mix on.
So you can't get in trouble if you get hard.
Like, ooh, I'd be like,
like has a woman ever been like, think... oh, he's hard? Like, no, no.
Honestly,
who do y'all think about?
If it's getting out of hand, you might ask for a minute. You know, you like, right, give me a second. Hold
on,
let me.
You got that suit on. You got that tight suit.
Yeah, like, you know.
It's like, I need a minute.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. All right, I'm good.
That's crazy.
It's like, all right, we're good.
Nah, but people really be asking these questions.
They
like,
have
what,
to.
What
like,
happens?
What happens in those moments? It's so not sexy. Honestly, it doesn't, like, you don't really get aroused very often.
Because all the people around.
There's so many people around. It's very specific, and it ruins the moment.
Helps you. No?
I mean, I feel like I wouldn't be terrible. I've had a lot of on-camera sex.
Who is your favorite on-camera sex?
I will not answer that question.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Speaking of killing somebody, I see you killed your racist Blue Hawk. How did that feel, man? Your character, man. You got your lick, man, from him your brother up.
I did. I got my lick back. That was a big moment. It felt good. It felt good because we haven't seen that character make a decision like that. We don't see him make those kind of decisions very often. Mm. You know what I mean? So for me, when I felt like it was set, the stage was set early. Yeah. You know what I mean? We sort of knew that he was going to be the guy that was going to piss A-Train off and something's going to happen. We didn't know what was going to happen, but we knew something. And, you know, I felt that early. So when we got to it, the only thing that I could think about is, like, where does he go from here? You know what I mean? And then I started to get really hype about it because that was the first time that he'd ever made a big decision like that.
That's tough.
And it always comes, especially on a show like this, it always comes with repercussions. Mm. You know what I'm saying? This show is very complex in the way that, you know, and I shout out our writer's room all the time. These guys and girls are geniuses. But the way that they have residual effects of decisions in this show is like the most exciting thing to
me. That's dope.
So when he made that type of decision, I was like, yo, you know what I mean? Like, what are they going to do to him? Yeah, like, what's about to happen? Like, I don't know. I'm a fan, too. I'd be watching the show like a fan. So.
That's dope. I was going to ask you that, too. Like, do you get involved with the show from the outside, from a fan perspective?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. To be honest with you, as much as I can, I try. Like, a lot of times, you know, I'm just backstory-wise, if I'm shooting something, I'm not working or whatever, I'll still go on the day and, like, watch, and you know what I mean, just see what's going on. On this show, I don't. Like, if I'm not in it, I would rather not see it until the end so that I can, like, watch as a fan.
That's dope, actually.
You know?
Oh, shit.
Do they allow you to give feedback in the writer's room?
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, what you want to see? And
Yeah. They ask us, you know, from the beginning if there's something, you know, on our minds, some of importance or something that's, you know, that we'd like to pitch, essentially. Yeah. And then we have an ongoing dialogue with them throughout the whole series. So, you know, every time we get a new draft in, we talk about it.
Okay.
Yeah, which suit you like, the blue one or the African one?
I like the blue
one,
man. I like the blue
suit.
You
like the African one?
I mean, the blue suit is, it feels like it's in my DNA. You know what I mean? When I was building this.
He might be a Crip. Yo, he might be a Crip. It's okay if Big U turns you out. It happens.
Yeah, I know you in L.A., but yo, man, I got blue on, too.
Blue watch on.
Right. Yeah. Yo, what's going on?
Big U got to him.
What's going on? But nah, I just mean, like, when I was building that character out, it was blue everything. It was shades of blue every day. So I've grown to like it.
Will A-Train ever be cool with Huey and
what you mean? Cool like what? I think they cool now.
Okay.
It don't look like it.
These are all like fan questions and shit.
As cool as they can be, I feel like they're cool now, considering.
What episode are we on right now?
308 would have been the end.
Okay. Yeah. Last season you were, you know, you were in a redemption arc, but you finally apologized to the guy that the girl you ran through and killed in the middle of the orgy and shit. So I don't know.
You talking about the Huey?
Yeah.
Like, you know, he got it off his chest. Huey got his lick back. That's in gentleman's world, that's being cool. Like, now if I see you again, I'll
run through this nigga bitch.
You feel me?
I'm sorry, dog.
But you know, we done got through it. He done did a lot of shit too since then. We all cause he doing it for the right reasons. He done killed a lot of people. So
speaking of orgies in Hollywood, have you guys... all right, I'm out.
Yo, my wife jogs at 3 p.m. every Sunday. I'm gonna tell you which park. Run through that bitch, man.
Oh my god.
I thought this was
Hey, you want to know what's crazy?
I
don't think any of us saw that coming.
I did not.
That was a crazy twist on that plot right there. But you want to know something that's even crazier? I hear that a lot. Yo. So much.
Really?
Dudes at the airport, hey, yo, check this out. I'm like, first really of all, who are you? Right. Like something's going to happen. Yo. I get DMs from high schoolers like, hey, man, this shorty said no to prom. Like, do your job. Yo. I'm like, yo, chill.
Nigga said do your job.
Yeah, like, I'm not a hitman for broken hearts.
Yeah, I was
going to
say,
I mean?
Now they got you the signed hitman.
Dang, bro.
So, yeah, go crazy. For a walk real quick.
How's it to work with Homelander, man? What's
incredible.
Up? Anthony Starr.
Anthony Starr. Yeah. Absolutely incredible.
Is he a maniac in real life? Is he crazy like that?
No, he's a genius.
Wow. So he is a maniac then.
I mean, I feel like all geniuses are misunderstood.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like Anthony Starr is absolutely a genius. I feel like Anthony Starr is excelling at a rate that's extremely impressive to me when I see everything that he's doing it with. You know what I mean? Like, because as actors, we all sort of wear like a backpack of responsibilities. You know what I mean? When you walk onto a set, and his is huge, and he's crushing it.
That's dope.
Dude, I sing his praise. I think he's amazing.
Seth Rogen be laughing after the shit's over. Like, bro, I can't believe I just did this shit. This shit is wild, yo. He'd be like, yeah.
For the days where Seth's on set, it's actually funny because, like, you'll do a take, and in the middle of the take, there'll be a joke, and you'll just hear his laugh off in the distance. And I'm like, bro, I know you know that sound is, can hear you. I know you ruined that take. He just don't give a shit. If it's funny, he's laughing. That's and I actually like that, though. I respect that.
Y'all been kicking ass since 2019, man. Like, did this, like, bring you into the cult, like, of all these weird fans, like, niggas wearing your outfits and Halloween.
I was going to say Halloween.
Your toy. Do you have a toy?
They tag you?
I have a toy.
They tag you for Halloween?
I get tagged the most on Valentine's Day than anything.
What?
Really?
Yeah, they want you to run through somebody.
No, kids are, like, high school boys be dressing up as A-Train on Valentine's Day and going to school.
That's funny as shit.
Get out of here.
That's hilarious.
I get that a lot. Halloween, of course, just, like, random stuff. I actually met this kid not too long ago who, I can't remember what was going on with him in his life. I'm not really sure, whatever, but he watched the show and he wanted to run. He became, like the number one guy in his school for cross country.
Oh, shit.
And so he, like, actually, his dad brought him to meet me. He was like, yo, everyone at school calls him the A-Train, blah, 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 blah.
Fire.
And he was just like, he wore the suit to come meet me, too. he wore the suit, and he was like, yeah, bro. I was like, honestly, and then I just started, you know, running track or whatever, and his dad was like, he's number one now. And I was like, that's
are you ever in awe of it?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm still in awe of it.
Yeah.
I'm still in awe of it right now.
Who's the fastest guy now in the Olympics? Is it still?
No.
I don't know. We need to get him some custom A-Train shoes, though. Let me find out.
Usain Bolt is not fast anymore.
I mean, he don't run no more.
He might be wild. Retired. Yeah, he's done.
Is he on a wheelchair? What the fuck are you doing?
Man, the guy retired, man. Yeah. He don't need to run his whole life. Goddamn.
What the fuck?
Say, yo, this nigga stop running? What the fuck wrong with him? What's wrong with this nigga?
Like, he can't do nothing else in his life.
So you need to find
one purpose.
You need to find out who's the fastest person. I'm gonna find out. Do some kind of, like, you know, Pepsi commercial or something.
Right.
Put that shit out there, man. Before you disappear out of here, you ever had beef with Will from Independence Day? I always wanted to ask you that, man. Like, you actually came in this, was it third or second?
The reprise.
Yeah,
the reprise.
Because Will was kind of tight that they didn't pay him to come back, so.
Man, honestly, I never got a chance to have that conversation with him, and I wish that I did, or I wish that I can. But I did meet him. You know, we talked about. He gave me his blessing on it. I met him at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Actually, which sounds crazy coming off my tongue right now, but
that is
like I'm pausing. In fact, big pause. Oh. But.
That's a little salty right now.
But,
yeah, my bad.
Yeah.
Oh,
anyways, it sounded crazy. Yeah. But I met him there, you know, like that was right after I just got cast, and he congratulated me on it, you know.
Was it fun doing Independence Day? It was crazy, right? All the new effects and all the crazy.
Yeah, like that was technology I never worked with before.
It's different from The Boys.
Yes, The Boys now, I feel like we've gotten even newer technology, even more like further advanced than when I was doing IDR. But at that time, they were doing things that I'd never seen and done before. So, you know, that was a crazy experience.
Do you think AI technology affects or have they used that with anything new that you're doing?
I mean, I feel like they did a version of it with Independence Day.
Gotcha.
That was the first time that something like that was introduced to me. You know what I mean? And it had to be in a contract where they were saying, you know, we're going to scan you and then, like, we'll use you. Like, you're like, but in the movie, though. So, like, they were just saying if there's a scene, and it's a corridor that's 100 yards away. We're not going to put you 100 yards away. We'll just use this digital version of you and have him walk to your room instead of you doing it. That type of stuff.
Got it.
But still, like, you know, it's been around for a long time. It's just now they're trending. Yeah. Well, it's trending now, and it's also, I feel like they can do a lot more with it now, so you kind of have to have some rules in place, whereas before it was like, you could do the scan and put somebody way in the background, but you can't recreate a scene. Like, it wasn't that good yet.
That's crazy.
It must be hard to do, like, the speeches before you go out. You know how they make, like, the main actors do, like, the encouraging speech? I know what you wanted to say. Yo, niggas, let's fuck these niggas up. Fuck these alien niggas. Let's fuck out of here, man. They got you talking like a white person, man.
Those types of scenes, man. That's going to be my mission in this industry.
To be able to say it.
Nah, well, my mission in this industry will be to create an environment for the actor that you can actually, I don't know, recreate that energy. Because when you do those scenes, you're just doing the scene and it's dead silent. You know what I mean? Let's go. And it's crickets. And you're just like, how do I, you know what I mean? The background ain't never heard the speech.
Yeah.
They're looking at me. They're confused. They didn't know aliens were in this movie. You know what I'm saying? Like, those types of scenes are just so wild to film.
Man, white army boys.
So
like,
wild, bro. I don't know. I understand why we need them, but like, I feel like I can do something to like help with the experience of shooting them.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
On a serious note, we brought it up earlier. Jonathan Majors, you know, he got fired. Do you like be worried about shit like that? Like what you got to watch, what you do? And
if he would have answered your questions, he would have been in the same position.
Did
you know what you asked him earlier?
It's like some racism shit out there.
Nah, you asked him about the orgies in the house.
Nah, that's cool. I'm talking about like he got fired for like. Is it
what
real?
Did he? What he
was
did
running.
He, get fired
he
for?
Was running on camera, away from his girlfriend.
They said something with like recklessness or whatever.
It was a domestic violence.
Domestic violence.
Yeah, it was a form of domestic violence, and I guess she maybe had like a fractured finger, cut on her neck, but it stemmed from her going through his phone or some ex chick text him or a new chick or whatever, and she just spazzed out. But we didn't see it, and so I guess he was trying to refrain her from like beating him, and he runs. And,
oh shit!
And yet he's lost all his deals.
I mean, at the end of the day, even though this is an industry where I feel like not a lot of information is put out to the public about how it works, I think at the end of the day, this is still a business, and companies they assess things like that in the way that they would for any company, I feel like. You know what I mean? So to answer your question, as just a person going through life, do I worry about these things? Absolutely. But no different than I would if I was working for a different company. Does that make sense?
Does it make you look at relationships differently?
No.
I mean, the one thing I could say is like, if you know how we look at like rap artists, they always getting locked up and we always ask ourselves, why are they always getting locked up? They're making all this money. They got a hit record out. They got an album about to drop. Now they're locked up. They're in jail.
Yeah.
Is it the same? And it doesn't matter what color you are in the music industry. Sometimes you just do fucked up decisions. Like, this guy is about to be Kang, for Christ's sakes. Like, he's about to fucking be the next fucking.
Yeah, but he's human, you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, so it is normal to just be like, yo, I just did some fucked up shit. But, you know, I ain't thinking. Like,
right.
In any fucking genre.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I think you know, people make mistakes, and we try our best not to, but I think people make mistakes.
But you ain't getting in trouble with the boys. All that shit going on in that show. Shoot a chick and be like, yo, what?
They'd be like, hey,
I'm
Trent,
in the boys.
Hey, you know what's crazy? I won't get into details about this, but it's actually crazy because we've had, like, bad press. Like, you're not terrible. Like, nothing crazy has ever happened to anybody on our show. But, like, our shows have bad press. And our show just spins it to, like, their benefit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know what I mean? It's kind of like, it's funny.
Like Mortal Kombat. Mortal Kombat was banned. Everybody was like, this is the worst video game. Dang. Kids shouldn't play it.
Yeah.
It became, like, part of cult. It's like a cult classic right now. You got to play Mortal Kombat. That's why I hate this guy.
Because he cooked you in it?
Bro. Cooking him.
Do you think Jonathan Majors can bounce back from this situation?
I think so.
Yeah. Like, to that same stature. Like, Disney.
He's going to do a movie with Will Smith or
something. It depends on what stature you're talking about.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean? Like, Marvel. do you think he's going to get that same role back? Is that what you're saying?
Not that role,
but
Marvel-esque.
Well, I mean, my viewpoints in the industry are probably different than yours being an actor or whatever, but I feel like you can do something that's not a Marvel film and have it be just as big as a Marvel film. So do I think that he'll have another opportunity that will be huge? I think so.
Yeah.
All you gotta do is like a gay scene or something. You'll be back in quick.
Wow.
Columbia, man. March 7th to 11th.
Yes,
this
sir.
This is my first time.
You getting a BBL?
Me and
I mean,
he's trying to join the list.
Taking a girl.
Yo.
He's not getting a BBL. I hope not.
No,
I'm happy for you.
No.
This day and age, everything's normal, right?
No BBL.
Columbia, March 7th to 11th. Shout out to Top Shelf Getaways. You've been
yes, sir.
How many countries you been with these guys?
I've been on one abroad trip. We went to Greece. I went to Greece with them. Shout out Sidarius Blaine, man. That's my dog. We've known him for a minute. We did When the Game Stands Tall together, and we like became homies shooting that movie in New Orleans. You know, I was young, and he took me under his wing and showed me the ropes. And we've been cool ever since. And, you know, he's got this thing, and he's crushing with it. You know what I mean? He's creating this vibe.
So you're going to say that me and you. First of all,
listen,
I'm a maniac.
First of all, I
just came from Columbia.
Yeah, we went to Columbia in relationship and came back single.
All eight of us went. One divorce kind of like
this was this year.
Definite divorce. Everybody broke up with their chicks.
Dang,
we were there for like 4 days.
What happened?
This is what happened.
Who Columbia.
Who could uses his Instagram camera like as his personal?
I ain't gonna
camera.
Film you though.
Oh. So like he'll think that he'll record something that goes to his photo files.
And it's
but
it's
he'll
everywhere.
Post it on his story.
Dang,
I mean it's like three girls. What do you want me to do?
Bro, this was this year. This was this year.
Yeah. I just came from over there.
I sent
all my menage a trois stuff to my kids because I don't want them to think I'm capping. You know what I'm saying? You know, you tell your kid, yo.
When you
I
tell
just...
them, like, yo, I got the sauce. They be like, yeah, right, Dad. Yeah. Boom.
Right
you
here,
know what I mean?
Yeah. I FaceTimed them with the girls in the
that's
bed
insane.
And everything. Yeah,
I got lying.
I swear to God. I asked my kid, he's going to be there? Yeah, but anyway.
My dog's hilarious, man. So, you know what I mean? He's a curator. And
I rock with him.
I rock with him.
Yeah,
I went to Greece with him. We had the time of our lives.
You went to Mykonos?
We did Santorini. You know what I mean? We went
what you like better, Santorini or Mykonos?
Mykonos. I could move to Mykonos
today.
We had
so much fun there, man.
Today.
Yeah, it's really fun over there. I was there with Chris Brown. Crazy. Fun. It's like everywhere you go, restaurants, everybody's having fun.
Everyone's
never
happy.
Turned down.
Everyone's in a good mood.
Did you ride the llama? They had like a llama you paid. They put the bottle on a llama. You'd be like,
nah, I need to do that though. I gotta go back.
All right,
Sidarius, I got a bone to pick with you, bro.
Chris Brown.
We went to Greece and didn't do the llama? Telling me Chris is walking around talking about the llama in Greece and I don't even know about it? That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Nah, it's sick, man.
Greece part two coming up.
What we doing for Columbia? I know I'm doing the main party on Sunday, but
honestly, bro, I don't know what the itinerary is, but I'm sure it's going to be lit.
Well, whoever's tuning into us right now, go to my Instagram. The link is on there. I'm going to have it inside the bio. I'm going to have it inside the story. But you need to get you need to book your shit now before it's
too
late.
It's
March.
Hey, listen,
March is like around the corner.
I know. I was talking to Sarah the other day. I was talking to him, and he was mentioning that he'd been wanting to do a music festival type of thing for his birthday for like 3 years. So this is the thing he's sort of been putting together. You know what I mean? So it's going to be like a hell of an experience.
Oh,
I think it'll definitely be worth it. It's like a festival.
I mean, my rider. I have 20 girls in my rider.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.